Oh, whew, big finish there. Dance Like a Chicken Day. I think Henry Bray laid an egg during that one. Anyway, it's WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Time now for the news at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 53 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Michael Cohen continues testimony today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. Monday, jurors heard Cohen detail his role in facilitating payments to women who claimed they had had affairs with Trump. ABC's Eric Katursky says he also laid out his role in the aftermath of the tape in which Trump bragged about grabbing women.
Cohen testified Trump told him to spin it, and the spin that he wanted to put on it was that this is locker room talk, something that Melania had recommended. Seated at the defense table, Trump appeared to make a face when he heard that, one of his few reactions to Cohen's testimony. For much of it, Trump shut his eyes in seeming disinterest.
Today, President Biden will announce increased tariffs on Chinese-made products, including electric vehicles. Those tariffs will quadruple. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine, pledging more U.S. support. And there could be severe weather today in the Florida Panhandle and later on in central and northern Florida. This is ABC News. There's another federal investigation into a self-driving car project, this one involving Waymo. Federal officials have nearly two dozen reports of Waymo vehicles either getting into crashes or breaking traffic laws over the last month. Voters in Washington state who may have Bob Ferguson fatigue are getting some relief.
Sending cease and desist letters to two candidates for governor named Bob Ferguson, Washington State Attorney General and Democratic frontrunner Bob Ferguson. They entered the race Friday. Letters threatening legal action worked, the two other Bob Fergusons dropping out. The frontrunner, Ferguson, claims a conservative activist paid the filing fee for the two other Bob Fergusons. He claims the intent was to confuse voters and diminish votes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Judge Judy's headed to court, but she'll be on the other side of the bench. Judy Scheinlin suing a tabloid publisher over a story claiming she was trying to help the Menendez brothers get a new trial after the murder of their parents. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take and bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
A high of 66 today and a bit breezy. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, a low of 42. Wednesday, sunshine to partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 71. Wednesday evening, partly cloudy and a low of 49. Scattered showers likely Thursday, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 70, and partly sunny Friday and 75 degrees.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. And take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me. Never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy.
On WRCL, take it easy. 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This is Quizzy Poo You Day, isn't it? Right? So I'm getting down to kind of my final semester exam. We'll see how we do with that. I was always getting nervous when I would take tests back in the day. It was always really stressful, you know, to figure out who I was going to be able to sit by and check out their test. No, I didn't do that. But yeah, it was always incriminating when I would write down their name instead of mine, you know. But anyway, we'll see what we have coming up here on WRCO Radio. Getting down to the wire for high school spring sports as well. Good luck to all the track athletes. Riverdale and Boscobel from our area were in the SWAL meet last night. But Southwest Conference, Ridgeland Valley, Scenic Bluffs, Six Rivers, all going on with their conference track meets tonight. And for once, they should have some pretty decent weather. Now, it could be windy. That's not uncommon for the spring. But it'll at least be dry today. Here's Restless Heart on WRCO. And coming up, the next clue in the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt.
Changing my life. your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you till all the mountains are valleys. Is dry, my love.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
The hunt for the Pine Valley Community Village token continues this week. Yesterday, we gave you the first clue in the token hunt. Creativity is a scavenger hunt. It is your obligation to pay attention to clues to the thing that gives you that little tweak. Now, here is today's second clue. You have to cross many bridges, and you have to walk many paths in your life. But what is most important is to know which bridges you should not cross and which paths you should not walk. Again, you have to cross many bridges, and you have to walk many paths in your life. But what is most important is to know which bridges you should not cross and which paths you should not walk.
Good luck. It's day number two of the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt. If you find the token, please call Pine Valley Community Village immediately or notify them on their Facebook page. This year's treasure trove of prizes contains over $600 worth of gift certificates, cash, and additional gift baskets, many treasures. So look for that Pine Valley token around Richland Center. It will not be hidden on private property. Find the token and you'll win some big prizes from Pine Valley Community Village.
Baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down. She was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. But look ahead. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back.
Georgia Line, and that's Cruise on WRCO Radio. Seniors of River Valley High School, it's time to shine. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for the future. From Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Wilson Door and Construction, WCCU Credit Union, and Creative Outlet.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPV LLC.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Menopause begins at an average age of 51. And can be accompanied by a variety of symptoms and discomforts. Hot flashes, trouble sleeping, and surges in anxiety and depression are normal aspects of your body's changes. If you are going through menopause, consider talking to your primary care provider. There are a variety of medications and life practices that can help manage symptoms and restore quality of life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're here to help you stay on top of your health.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Good morning, Philip.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I caught a cold last night.
Oh, yeah. I'm backing away here a little bit.
Caught a cold? Yeah. Middle of the night.
That's awesome.
With the fan.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
The fan was on?
Yes.
Well, you had one fan, so yeah. Awesome.
Actually, I had two fans.
Two fans going, okay.
But one didn't work.
So I like to have a fan going, but I don't like it pointed at me. I just like
it was right in my face.
I like the white noise.
Like an idiot.
Oh, like an idiot.
Yeah,
okay.
I was an idiot.
Uh-huh.
Right to my face.
Wow.
So it's like, hey, Henry, welcome to the new cold world for spring cold.
Right. A lot of people sick right now, and, you know, it shouldn't be. I mean, it's the spring.
I know.
It should be over all that stuff, right?
Yeah, but I tell you what, it just, and another, I'm just wore out. So yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah, burning my candle at three ends.
Yeah, right. Doing too much umpiring there.
Yesterday I was in Potosi. Tonight I'm in Iowa Grant. Tomorrow I'm off.
Are you
looking
off?
Forward tomorrow? Yes,
so far.
I am.
So far.
No, I'm off.
There aren't any rescheduled.
No, not happening. Done. I have one more softball game for the year, and then that's it. So.
Yeah, the year comes to kind of a screeching halt for high school sports.
Yes, it does.
Next couple of weeks. Yeah.
So, and then I just registered for the NCAA softball Division III. I got selected to do that.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, so
you're going to be a WEAC umpire?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Boy, you're moving up in the world.
Moving on up. So.
Yes. Next thing you know, major leagues, baby.
No.
No?
No, it's too, if you get wore out now, just imagine those guys.
Yeah. I wonder what they make. Any clue?
Yes.
You know, you have a clue what a major league umpire
is? $880,000 is the lowest.
$880,000 a year is the lowest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but plus you get mileage, and then they pay for your hotel, they pay for your food.
Sure.
So, but a crew will actually work a series, and they actually rotate through each team.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Brewers, what are they, 32 major league teams?
Right.
So the Brewers wouldn't see them once every 30 games.
Oh, okay.
Or every 30 series, put it that way. So you only may only see those umpires two or three times a year.
Well, yes and no. If you're going to a visiting ballpark, you could see
them. No, they try to rotate everybody out.
Oh, okay.
So,
interesting.
Yeah, they said that schedule is more complex than the actual the teams.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, well, they take a certain amount of heat in the majors, too.
Yes.
You know, because they have the instant replay to make them look silly or whatever sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
I was doing one the other day where some guy goes, "Hey, can I get one of these?" I said, "You betcha, go look at it." So you're pointing to the earmuffs.
Pointing to the earmuffs like you wanted the replay.
He goes, "You're right." He goes, "I've always wanted to do that to an umpire." I said, "Well, enjoy yourself." So anyway, so no, good. You know, worked really hard to get that. To get that assignment, so.
Well, congratulations, Aaron.
Yeah,
that's big time. You know,
not really.
Remember the little people.
Yeah, not really. So, right. But I can go into Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Statue of limitations, though, Arkansas, probably not, though.
No. Can't go there.
No.
Yeah, so.
Under the darkness of night, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All
so,
right.
The bad thing is I have to buy all new clothing.
Why do you have to have new clothing?
For NCAA, they have different clothing.
They do?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
If I could, Brian Alvin has the overcoat that I could steal from him.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, but I don't know if I can.
Would it fit?
Fat man in a little coat probably fits.
Oh, well.
So, anyway, it's quiz day, buddy.
Yes, it is. What's the quiz on today?
It's about, let's go with spring birds.
Spring birds.
Yes.
All right.
18 questions.
What?
Just kidding. 10 questions.
10 questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. True, false. They're all true, false for you, so because I know you like that. The American robin is one of the first birds to return to Wisconsin in the spring. So right now you're thinking it's Wednesday if it's Factor Hanko, but no, it's true or false.
Okay.
All right. Number two, the sandhill crane is a common sight in Wisconsin during spring migration.
All right.
Okay. Number three, warblers, is that warblers?
Warblers.
Warblers, such as yellow warbler, do not migrate to Wisconsin until late summer. I never heard of a warbler.
Yeah, I have. I'm not a real bird expert, but I know that
you're an expert in a lot of things, though, Phil.
No, not really.
I mean, useless knowledge.
Jack
stuff
of
like
all trades,
that.
master of nothing.
Yes.
Really. Yep.
Yes.
All right.
Number four.
Four.
Bald eagles are only seen in Wisconsin during the winter months and migrate away in the spring.
No, I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
Number five, the eastern bluebird population in Wisconsin increases during the spring as they return from their wintering grounds. The eastern bluebird population in Wisconsin increases during the spring as they return from their wintering grounds.
All right.
Number six.
Six.
House sparrows are migratory. Yes. Birds that return to Wisconsin in the spring.
All right.
See, number seven. Nope.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is the part of migratory path for ruby-throated hummingbird in the spring.
Okay. All right.
Number eight. The common loon... besides you, can be heard calling on Wisconsin lakes during the spring breeding season.
All right.
All right. The red-winged blackbird is one of the last birds to arrive in Wisconsin during the spring migration.
Hmm. All right.
Number 10, the American goldfinch changes, not goldfish, but goldfinch, changes to a brighter plumage during the spring in Wisconsin. What do you think you got, buddy?
Well, true and false, you know, I got a good chance at 50%.
Fall 50-50.
But I'm gonna say I have 8.
Wow.
8 out of 10. I'm going out.
You are a feathered beast.
Going out on the limb.
You are a definitely feathered beast.
Hopefully the limb holds me. All right.
Just make sure there's no loons out there.
Yeah, right, right.
Number one, the American robin is one of the first birds to return to Wisconsin in the spring.
That's got
to
be true.
It is true. Woo-hoo! Number two, the sandhill crane is a common sight in Wisconsin during the spring migration.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. It is. We have them. Yeah. It seemed like a long season there in Sextonville. We've got a pair that, I don't know if it's the same pair, but they're there every year. They came earlier this year, I thought.
So. Do you know what you call a flock of, I can't even remember what.
Radio announcers?
No. Yeah. What is a flock of radio announcers?
A mouth.
Yeah. Joanne. Yeah. Well, number three, warblers such as yellow warbler do not migrate in Wisconsin until late summer.
I'm going to say false.
That is false. Woo-hoo! Bald eagles are only seen in Wisconsin during the winter months and migrate away in the spring.
That's got to be false.
It is false.
Yeah.
I just saw one the other day.
I was going to say that it's not. It used to be such a rare occurrence. Now we see them quite a bit.
They're all over the place. The eastern bluebird population in Wisconsin increases during the spring as they return from their wintering grounds.
That's true.
It is true. House sparrows are migratory birds return to Wisconsin in the spring.
That's got to be false. They're here year-round, aren't they?
Yes.
They come to my little bird feeder, I know.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
So, well.
Middle of winter?
Let's see here. Number 7?
Yes.
Number 7, Wisconsin is part of the migratory path for ruby-throated hummingbird in the spring.
I guess that's true.
It is true.
Oh, 7 of 7, Hank.
Okay, I got to throw a wrench in here. Uh-oh. The common loon can be heard calling on Wisconsin lakes during the spring breeding season.
I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Woo! 8 for 8, Hank.
The red-winged blackbird is one of the last birds to arrive in Wisconsin during the spring migration.
Oh, boy. This one I was a little bit iffy on, but I'm going with false.
It is false.
Oh, yes! 9 of 9, Hanky.
Well, we don't have the answer for 10, so 9
we
out
don't.
Of 10.
Looking American, for a fridge hanger.
The American goldfinch changes to a brighter plumage during the spring in Wisconsin.
I'm going with true.
You got a 10 out of 10.
Fridge hanger, Hank.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. It was a music quiz in February, I think, the last time. So, smiley face, good job.
Philip.
There we go.
Did you? I've had this test printed for a couple weeks. Have you been in my office already?
Oh, no. No.
You sure? I mean, you're the only one that has the key in there.
Yeah, well, no, don't. Why would you question my abilities here today? I was motivated. It's a semester exam, see?
You're a loon. That's why.
Right. I don't want to go to summer school.
Well, this brings it up, but you still have to continue with summer school. I'll see you next Tuesday, young man.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh.
For quiz day.
Oh, I thought you were taking a week off. Oh, no.
I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a good day, and everybody be kind.
That's old Hank.
Your life insurance protection can benefit more than just those you love. How about protecting you when your health changes? Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. The Flexible Care Benefit Rider can help you pay for your long-term care expenses by accelerating your death benefit each month to cover those long-term care expenses. This may include home health aides, adult care, hospice care, etc. For a relaxed, zero-pressure visit with Julie, reach out to me at Julie Karen State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Your history lesson today, Lewis and Clark Expedition began to explore the Louisiana Territory 1804. It was also in 1998 when singer-actor Frank Sinatra died at a Los Angeles hospital at the age of 82. That very same night, the sitcom Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday greetings to Pam Kramer from P. Also, have a great day, Max Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To brother Dick Martin, with love from your birth month sister, Marilyn. Have a great day. Happy birthday to Dwayne Rose from Postal Friends, Mary and Sharon. Also to Bo Hendricks. Have a great day from all of us at WRCO Radio. He'll be sleeping on his birthday cake later today. This is from the same person that rocks Henry's World. Wishing him the best today. Should screen these a little better. Have a great day, Uncle Tony Wonkerl from the Durst families. To Randy Olson from the Twin Bluffs Third Responders. Janie Lars Vesbach from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Have a great birthday. Happy birthday to Chris Shannon from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Mick Hipsch and Bo Hendricks from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions with wishes for Abby Delcamp, to Kim Keenitz, Cody Meckley, and Kelsey Trum. Happy anniversary greetings to Norbert and Nakara Durst from Lori and the Guys. Happy anniversary to James and Suki from all of your area friends. Happy belated anniversary today. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Brenda Gotch from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy 8th anniversary to my far superior half, Angie. Love you from Dale. And happy 8th anniversary to handsome husband Dale. I thank God for you every day. Love, Angela. Have a great day. Happy 8th to daughter and son-in-law Angela and Dale Wallace. Hope your day is a great one. Love from Mom, Tom, and the Hackles, Westby's, and the Weiss family as well. Have a great day today. Have a great anniversary, Jerry and Joan Gerlitz from Jim. And also May anniversary wishes from the RC Lions to Landon Turgeson, to Nick Elliott, Chris Shannon. Happy anniversary to Jane and Kent Ewing and Jerry and Joan Gerlitz as well. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Hi, this is Dakota from JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to help make events like birthdays and anniversaries more memorable. Whether you want to spend $20 or a few thousand dollars, we have the best selection of beautiful jewelry for your loved one. If you aren't looking for a new piece of jewelry, I specialize in restoring old jewelry. A great gift can be as simple as polishing her wedding ring to new or the necklace she inherited from a family member. Regardless of what you're looking for, come in and talk to me, Dakota, at JJ Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
U.S. Cellular new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What are you paying for home internet? It's time to save and head to your nearest local U.S. Cellular store. See us in Richland Center, Spring Green, Reedsburg, and Viroqua.
Well, Henry was trying to say earlier, a group of flamingos is known as a flamboyance. What a group of radio sales guys is called, I don't know. Zach Brown Band on FM 100.9.
Every morning when you come downstairs, here's a mess, but I don't care. My makeup on, shining so bright. My old sweatshirt never fits so right. Dancing around to the radio, humming the words that you don't know, cause I'm finding an angel off my list. Thinking that it don't get no better than this.
You make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile, every reminds me just how much it all makes loving you easy. Wrapped around me late at night, pillow talk by candlelight. Gonna slow this down and make it last. As things fly by so fast, you make loving you easy. You make loving you all I wanna do. Every little smile and every single touch reminds me just how much it all means. You
Zach Brown Band and WRCO. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 52 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by the Philback family of dealerships, Chats Feed, Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly to mostly cloudy today, a bit breezy with a high of 66 and east to northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cool tonight with a low of 42. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds, and after a low of 52, we're up to 53 degrees.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland School Board made financial decisions at last night's board meeting to move forward with capital improvements. Kevin Mullen of Baird Public Finance presented a plan of finance to sell the bonds related to the upgrades approved through the referendum passed last month. Prior to the current market, only five periods in the past 33 years of reliable municipal market data have there been periods that consisted of a market condition when the federal funds rate was higher than the cost of borrowing at the 20-year AAA municipal benchmark. Although interest rates on long-term borrowings are up from over the past few years, there is the ability to earn at a rate subject to IRS restriction above the cost of borrowing. The goals of a financing plan are the debt referendum target of $1.10 to minimize the total interest cost and interest rate risk and to maximize investment earnings. Mullen suggested getting a bond rating through Moody's. The district is currently rated A1 by Moody's. The goal is to maintain A1 or better. He suggested two phases. Phase one would be $15 million in general obligation promissory notes and to begin investing funds early, maximizing investment earnings, and to maximize pricing flexibility of market access. Phase two would be general obligation promissory notes. This would be done by issuing the remaining referendum authority for borrowing planned in early 2025. This would provide flexibility with timing and debt payment levy targets. The board approved the establishment of an escrow account. To do so, the board authorized the officers of the district to enter into an escrow agreement with Associated Trust Company, National Association of Green Bay, as the escrow agent to transfer and deposit the funds into the escrow account in an amount sufficient together with earnings to provide for the payment of the defeased obligations concurrently with the execution of the escrow agreement and the use, investment, and disbursement by the escrow agent provided by the escrow agreement. This move also approves the retention of Robert W. Baird & Company Incorporated to provide general consulting services in connection with the transaction, Quarles & Brady LLP to provide limited special counsel legal services for the transaction, and Causey, Demgen & Moore PC to provide mathematical verification and related services. The defeased obligations are called for redemption on March 1, 2026. Business officer John Bosworth stated that this approval will save the district around $700,000. Governor Tony Evers is once again suing the Wisconsin state legislature. The governor is making the move over what he calls a refusal to release a critical investment aimed at improving K-12 student literacy. According to Evers, the move comes as Republican lawmakers on the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance are refusing to release nearly $200 million in already approved investments, including nearly $50 million to help improve K-12 student reading outcomes. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans blame Evers for critical funding not being released. Republican legislators concluded legislative business for the 2024 calendar year in March, but the state Senate has scheduled a session today to override several of Evers' vetoes. Those include a bill Evers vetoed that would have allowed for allocation of $125 million in funding for PFAS remediation. At the Capitol Monday, State Senator Howard Markline said that is an important issue for Republicans.
In the legislature, Joint Finance Committee, we understood how important the issue was. We increased that funding to $125 million. Clearly, this is an important issue for us, and you know, we're committed to getting this money out the door.
Senate Republicans have a two-thirds majority needed to override vetoes and will also act to release $15 million in grants for Chippewa Valley hospitals and several other bills Evers vetoed. It's unclear when or if the Assembly will act. Republicans in that chamber are two votes short of what they need to override. Ballot drop boxes may be back in Wisconsin elections. The 4-3 liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court appears willing to overturn a ruling restricting their use. That decision was handed down in 2022 when conservative justices held a 4-3 majority on the court. That ruling allowed for the boxes to only be located in clerks' offices. The Wisconsin Elections Commission approved their expanded use during the COVID pandemic in 2020. During oral arguments Monday in a suit filed to challenge the original ruling, liberal justices seemed inclined to believe a mistake was made. They said state law is silent on specifics about drop boxes and dismissed claims that the boxes had led to fraud. The No Labels Party will not appear on Wisconsin ballots this fall. The No Labels movement has failed to find a candidate for president. The Wisconsin Elections Commission will meet today and take up a request by No Labels to be removed. That's even though the group turned in more than twice the number of valid signatures to get on the ballot. Nathan Humphreys Loving, a registered nurse with Richland Hospital and Clinics, was recognized last week with a DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nursing. Humphreys Loving has served as an RN for the organization since 2021 and currently works in the intensive care unit. ICU Director Rachel Fruit says Humphreys Loving is a deserving recipient. Humphreys Loving currently serves on the Nurse Practice Council as the lead nurse for the ICU. Humphreys Loving was one of four nurses nominated for the award this quarter. Jordan Crary, Rachel Fruit, and Ashley Klingeman were also nominated. The DAISY Award recognizes outstanding nurses for the work they do every day. The award was established in 1999, and there are now more than 5,000 organizations around the world that participate in the DAISY Awards. Congressman Derek Van Orden was in Eau Claire last week to host a roundtable on the healthcare situation in the Chippewa Valley. The roundtable included elected officials and representatives from Oakleaf, Mayo, and Marshfield and covered issues like a lack of available psychiatric beds and the $15 million of emergency funding that is currently held up by the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Congressman Van Orden plans to introduce a bill to extend telehealth services for qualified health centers. It's National Police Week. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson invites you to attend the annual Vernon County Police Memorial Service this afternoon at 1 in front of the Sheriff's Office in Viroqua. This is an opportunity for law enforcement to remind the public of the sacrifices made daily by officers in protecting the lives and property of citizens. Each year, approximately 66,414 law enforcement officers are assaulted or injured in the line of duty, and in 2023, 137 officers were killed in the line of duty, four being from Wisconsin. So far in 2024, 55 officers have been killed in the line of duty. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics will host the Healthy Hustle, a 1 mile and 5K walk run this evening as part of Healthcare Week. The stroller-friendly course will begin at the Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital Bluff Street Terrace. Registration will begin at 5:30 with the race kicking off at 6. There is no fee to participate. There will also be health and wellness offerings and concessions available on the Bluff Street Terrace. The school year is winding down for the River Valley School District. Lauren Glassbrenner is the administrator for the district.
The end of a school year is an incredible time. The kids are so excited, which is good and bad, because they don't want to focus on learning a lot. They want to focus on being outside a lot. So our teachers are crafty people, and they really try to keep those kids engaged for these final 2 weeks. In River Valley, our final day for students is next Thursday.
The next several days will be busy for all.
Tonight, we've got golf, baseball, track, and softball all happening on Tuesday, which is following then Wednesday, which is a typical night that we don't have athletic events, is our scholarship night, which will be held out at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. We'll be at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Followed off by Thursday, we get to go to golf conference. It's amazing that conference, sectionals, regionals, all of those things are going to start to come in. And then we have a middle school band and choir concert on Thursday night as well. Soccer plays that night as well, the girls' soccer team.
This week, we'll end with a special activity for elementary students in the district.
It's called Little Hawks, where every kid, grades 1, 2, 3, and 4, from River Valley Elementary, as well as St. John's and St. Luke's, our two private institutions in our district, come together and have a track and field day on our big stadium. And so the kids will be just really active. They'll be getting all sorts of participation in and just really engaged in a final activity outside. It's kind of like a culminating FIAD event, if you will. So physical education as well as health will be a big focus of the Little Hawks during the day on Friday. It goes from 1 until about 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon.
It's also a very busy time for seniors.
Following weekend, we actually have baccalaureate, which is a great tradition that many places still hold. And so we're excited to host baccalaureate at our high school at 7 p.m. on the 19th. And then next week is our final week at River Valley. So we go into regionals track. We have soccer. We have semester finals. The last day for kids will be next Thursday. And then we'll have graduation the following Saturday. So on Saturday, the 25th at 11 a.m., we'll have our graduation over at River Valley High School.
It will be a longer summer for students in the River Valley District this year. The district did not receive approval for an early start for the 2024-25 school year, so classes will begin following Labor Day in September. You are encouraged to audition for The Music Man tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. No experience is needed to try out for the show. Those who cannot make the audition dates for some reason can ask to audition remotely. Just email your request to communityplayerssww@gmail.com.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Tuesday, May 14th. Jacob Carl Jake Linscheid, 80 of Muscadet, died Saturday at Edenbrook in Platteville. Funeral services will be held next Wednesday, May 22nd at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet next Wednesday, May 22nd, from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11. The family requests people wear a shirt from their favorite sports team to the service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center, is assisting the family with arrangements for Jacob Carl, Jake Lindscheid, 80, of Muscadet.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
BC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450.